He's worthy. You may be seated. Open your Bibles up to the book of John, chapter 14. Chapter 14, John. I'm just going to use the one scripture. John 14 and 6. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, tell it like it is. If you don't have everything you need in this life to fulfill your dreams, then you got the wrong plan. Because Jesus said, I am the way. That means that he's the plan. He said, I am the truth and I am the light. No man coming unto the Father. No man receiveth. No man gets healed. No man get any joy. No man gets no peace unless he believe in me. Because I am the plan. Jesus is raising up some people in this land, in this day and in this hour, who is not going to break ranks, but they're going to tell the truth. He said, the latter shall be greater than the former. Glory to God. God is creating an atmosphere where people are going to raise up in it and they're going to tell the truth. They're going to say, God is still God. God is love and there's none else. God is still the healer. God can deliver you. God can set you free. And they're not going to be telling any lie or prophesying any lie. They're going to be telling the truth, because when you tell the truth manifests itself in what you're telling. Glory to God. So if you're speaking healing, healing's going to manifest itself. If you're speaking joy, joy is going to manifest yourself. So I'm here to advise you today, you better squeeze every ounce of joy and every ounce of peace out of this day. Don't let nothing get past you, because this day is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. It's nothing but another gift. It's not like yesterday. This is a new gift. Glory to God. It's got things in it we don't know not about today. The only thing we know right now is that God woke us up and we are here. We are here to praise him and to lift him up. Glory to God. We're here to receive. Jesus said, don't take no thought for tomorrow take thought of itself, but the present is at hand. So you need to lift up God right now. You got to believe God right now. You got to rejoice right now. You got to call on God right now. You got to lift him up right now. You got to tell truth right now. You got to turn aside from the lies. You got to turn aside from your ways. Glory to God. God is not interested in you. Glory to God. He's only interested in your heart. What you got on your heart is what God is interested in. If you ain't got no love in there, God don't want, not interested in. You don't have any peace in there, and the peace that comes from God, God is not interested. If you don't have no joy in there, if you can't comfort one another, God is not interested. God is interested in the truth, and he is the truth, and he is the life, and he is the way. Hallelujah. Come on and give him some praise. Don't have to read that no more. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the author. He is the finisher. He is the healer. It's not man, glory to God, it's God. Everybody rocking around putting the capital letter on themselves, but they should put it on God. It's I, God, not I myself. Glory to God. It's I, God. I am the healer. Glory to God. I am the deliverer. He came and dead and died on that cross of Calvary and shed his precious blood. That was a gift he gave to us. Undeserved. Glory to God. We don't even deserve it. Even till this very moment, although we are saved and washed in his blood, that's the only way that we can accept that gift. Glory to God. Is receive it and let God have his way in our life. Glory to God. Just because you saved don't mean that you can fall down. Just because you got salvation don't mean that you can't go back. Just because you got salvation don't mean that you're full of joy. Just because you got salvation don't mean you got the peace in the world. Just because you got salvation, you can't come to nobody with your thought or come before God with your thought. But it's all lies in God. He said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the light. And if you confide in me, I confide in you. If you abide in me, I'll abide in you. And if you depend on me, I'll lift you up and I'll glorify my name in your troubles. Hallelujah. Come on and give him some praise. God want to use what you got. You got everything that you have need of to fulfill your dreams. Jesus. You got to use every ounce of it. You can't let the opportunity pass, because many of them won't return so that you can have another chance. I don't know about you, but I'm not taking any chance. I'm going to grab a hold of all I can grab a hold of. Glory to God. I'm not going to let anything pass. I might get knocked down, but I'm going to hold on to his joy. I might get talked about, but I'm going to hold on to his joy. Why? Because he's the way. Glory to God. It's not the people talking about you or the things coming against you. That's not joy. It comes to distract you and to turn you away from the joy, turn you away from the truth, who is Jesus, turn you away from the life, who is Jesus. Don't you know you got this life inside of you, and you got to live this life according to the direction of the Holy Ghost when he leads you and guides you? You got to listen to those instructions. You got to hear those instructions. And you got to heed to those instructions. And you got to carry out those instructions. Hallelujah. When Jesus was feeding the 5,000, he asked the disciples, what you got? The little boy was there. He only had 5 loaves, 3 little fishes. The disciples running around. When Jesus told them to sit the people down and feed them, they running around all over the place looking for something big for the big crowd. Sometimes we look for things because our circumstances and situations are so great and so big. We try to look for something big, which is bigger than God, to solve the problem. But right in the midst of them, they had the very thing that they had need of. A little boy with some 5 loaves of bread and 3 little fishes. And Jesus said, bring them to me. They brought him to him, and he told him to break bread. Jesus didn't break the bread. He told him to break bread. Jesus going to tell you to do. Glory to God. We got to be involved. We got to be exposed. We got to be led. We got to be directed in order to get the manifestation blessings of God. If you're going to sit down on your do nothing, you ain't going to get nothing. Glory to God. But if you rise up and say, I'm going to my Father's house, that means I'm going into my prayer closet. That means I'm going to lift up God today. I'm going to praise him. All the bill collectors are knocking on my door, but Jesus is knocking on my door. Glory to God. Oh, they come to shut me down, but Jesus said, I come to give you life and give you life more abundantly. They might come and talk about you. Jesus said, but I got a greater word. I gave you life. I gave it to you more abundant. So rise up and live. Rise up and walk. Glory to God. Rise up and be happy. Rise up and smile. Glory to God. Rise up and look at the beautiful thing. Rise up and praise God. God, I think I got eyes to see all of this. God, I think I got ears to see all of this. God, I think I got feet to move to and fro in this land. Glory to God. And wheresoever I walk, you give me the praise and the honor and the glory of your promise and of your victory. So I'm going to lift you up every step of the way. You got to lift Jesus up, glory to God. I don't care what the enemy's talking about. They don't know nothing, glory to God. Jesus is the way. He is the truth, and he's the life. He knows all things. The Bible says his eyes go to and fro over the earth, beholding the evil and the good. God know about your problem. God know about your trouble. God know about your next mistake. God know about your next accusation. But God said, I have already set you free, glory to God. So claim the victory and rejoice in my name. Hallelujah. Everything, I don't say that again. Everything, good or bad, won't last always. There's an end to everything. There's an end to your problems. Ha-ko-mo-mo-shaka. Ha-ko-mo-mo-shaka. There's an end to your right now situation. Spiritual, physical, financial, there's an end. Jesus is that end. Remember, he done already paid the price. I don't have to look for something else. The disciples running to and fro. They're all in a big frenzy. Maybe he gonna do like he did for our forefathers. He gonna call down manna and from heaven, and God gonna rain down the quail. God said, no, I want you to bring me the five loaves and the fish, and I want you to break it, and I want you to feed the people. God wants you to come to him with your problem and cast them all up on him. Why? Because he cared for you. Let God handle that stuff. He didn't create it, but he know how to handle it. A lot of times we find ourselves in that creation. But God said, I'm raising up a people in that moment that's going to tell the truth. They ain't going to waver. They ain't going to fall down. But they're going to lift up my name. And no matter who talks about them, they're going to tell it like it is. They're going to tell it that God is God. God is truth. God is love. God is all power in heaven and earth. There's no power like him. There's a lot of people in the land that don't believe the way you believe. There's a lot of voices in the land that are not talking like you are talking, glory to God. But that's all right, glory to God. You just hold fast to the profession of your faith. Hold fast to this word. Why? Because it's the truth, and the word shall set you free. God said, heaven and earth going to pass. All this mess is going to pass, but my word shall never pass, glory to God. That's what's going to take us all the way home, is the word of God, so you can get through this mess. Why? Because you got the word of God on the inside, and when you got the word, you got life, glory to God. Come on, give it some praise. When John was in prison, he told him, he said, go tell Jesus. He said, should I look for another? Should I look for something else? A lot of people are looking. They were looking for many years for the foundation of this world. I'm one. I work for General Motors. I was right at retirement, only had a few years to go. You couldn't tell me that I wasn't in the best working place. But 3 years before I retired, they shut down. Glory to God. They shut down. You can't depend on things that are made by man's hand and man's ideas. You can't depend on those things because God is a greater than those things. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word is God. And don't you know we got that Word on the inside of us? So that means even before you and I was born, in the beginning, God already had it mapped out for us. In the beginning, he already had the plan for us. In the beginning, he already knew where you're going to be this day. In the beginning, he already had the victory for you today. Glory to God, before he created the foundation of this world. So what is our problem, glory to God? There's only one truth, and it's Jesus. There's only one thing to talk about, and it's Jesus. There's only one thing to tell, and it's Jesus. And I'm telling you one thing about Jesus. You can't talk too much about Jesus. You can't talk enough about Jesus. Glory to God. Every time you talk about Jesus, he said, if you lift me up, I'll draw all men unto me. If you lift me up, I'll heal. If you lift me up, I'll bring you out of that mess. If you lift me up, I'll give you joy. If you lift me up, I'll give you peace. Why? Because I died just to give you that stuff. Glory to God. All of them gifts. All of them gifts. I am the way. I am the truth. That means that God can be anything in your life that you need him to be. But you can't direct him. There's a time and a season for everything. God don't deal with the time. It might be in the twinkling of an eye. It might be tomorrow. It might be before you get out of this place. God might meet your need right where you're sitting at. Nobody got to lay hands on you. Why? Because it's not the hands, but it's Jesus. It's what you believe and how you believe. It's what you're going to tell. A lot of people walking around there telling all that doom and gloom. I don't want no people around me talking no negative stuff. Talking about, the doctor said if I don't do this, don't tell me what the doctor did. See, because the doctor can die tomorrow. He can die before he cut on you. Then if he don't die and cut on you, you might die. So I don't want to hear about the doctor. Let me hear about Dr. Jesus. See, he ain't never lost a case. He don't have no operating room. He just speak and said, let that be healed. Glory to God. He just speak and said, let the man see. He just touched the man and the leprosy disappeared. That's the doctor I want to talk to. Glory to God. Because he know all power. He has all the circumstance and the situation under control. He has all the solution to everything. Glory to God. He is the doctor. He is the lawyer. He is the peacekeeper. Glory to God. He is the way maker. He is the bridge over troubled water. He is the light. He is the way. He is the lily of the valley. He is the bright in the morning star. He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. That's the one you got to look for, and his name is Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory to God. I don't care how much words you know. The main thing to know is the author of that word. When you know the author of that word, you don't have to worry about how to use it, because the author will direct you. That's what he meant when he told the disciples. He said, "Go, don't do all that packing and all of that stuff. Carrying all them heavy weights. A lot of them wanted to go home and bury the dead before they went with Jesus." He said, "Let the dead bury the dead." He said, "Don't worry, you go. When you get there, I'll put the words in your mouth. And when you speak, I speak the truth. And when you speak the truth, they shall know the truth." Know the truth. Rise up. That's me drawing on you. Why? Because God's going to use you to do that. Jesus ain't coming back to do it. Glory to God. He's going to use you, the people, to tell it like it is. He's going to raise you up out of that atmosphere. He said, "I'm going to have a people out of a people." I don't know about you, but I want to be the one that come out of that people. Glory to God. I'm tired of being sick and tired. Glory to God. I'm tired of being broke. Glory to God. But I'm going to hold on to God's unchanging hand in the meantime, because being broke can't last. Glory to God. Being sick can't last. Glory to God. Why? Because Jesus has already paid the price that I can be healed, that I can be blessed, that I can be lifted up. Why? Because Jesus said, "I am the way, I am the truth." So I'm anointing you, God said. God said, "I'm anointing my people like never before. And they're going to tell the truth. They're going to tell who I am like never before." That's why the latter going to be greater than the former, because they're going to tell it like it is. Glory to God. They ain't going to tell it like our forefathers. They're going to tell it like it is right now. And right now is Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on and lift him up. I'm closing. Jesus told him a little later, he said, "If you've known me, you'd have known my Father." If you know Jesus, you don't have to worry about your problems and your circumstances. Let them run. Listen, they're going to run their course. Your problems are going to run its course. All you got to do is, in the midst of it, just hold on to the joy of Jesus. Glory to God. Buckle up and hold on tight. Ha komobo shaka. And enjoy the enjoyment of God. Enjoy the, look at the good things, glory to God. Look at the baby when she smiled, glory to God. Look at her, glory to God. Look at all that peace that's in her, glory to God. But she's not worried about all those things. Why? Because she got a caretaker, glory to God. You and I, we got a caretaker. Don't be worried about those things. We got a caretaker, and his name is Jesus, glory to God. You got to squeeze every ounce you can get, glory to God. Every ounce of peace, every ounce of joy, every ounce of beautiful thing, every ounce of good things, glory to God, because even the good things ain't gonna last, glory to God. But God said, if you be content in such things as you have, that he's gonna bless you with some more, glory to God. So after this day, tomorrow, if God let me live, it's another gift, glory to God, and it's some more blessings, glory to God. They are not like the ones today, glory to God. Why? Because they haven't been in this day, they are in the next day, they are in the next season, glory to God, they are in the next dispensation of time. So you got to hold on to God, because he is the way, he is the truth, and he is the light. And God said, "I want you to tell it like it is. I want you to tell it, glory to God. I want you to tell it everywhere you go. I want you to cry loud, glory to God. I want you to speak with boldness, glory to God. I want you to be my trumpeter, glory to God." God said, "I want you to lift me up." And when we begin to lift God up, you're going to find out that your problems are going to start disappearing. They're going to start being done away with. They're going to start, glory to God. You're going to look around, they shall be no more. Hallelujah. Everybody stand. Are you the one he's looking for? You're a candidate. What I mean by that? I mean we'll save, but we'll still be in save. We're still candidates. Even though we're where we are now, that don't mean that we're going to get home like we're supposed to. Because that's when you stand before God, there's one or two things he's going to say. Enter into thy rest, my good and faithful servant, or depart from me, you work of iniquity, because I know you're not. Ministers got great big crowds of people. And people are getting caught up in their emotions. And they're saying that they are healed, delivered, and set free. But when they go home, they find out they're still sick. But I noticed one thing about Jesus. That's why he wants us to tell the truth. I noticed one thing about Jesus. When he spoke healing, they was healed. I don't know about you, but I don't want to draw no big crowds, glory to God, for me to stand before God and he tell me to depart from me. I know you're not, you worker of iniquity, glory to God. I don't want to be pretending, glory to God. This is no time to pretend. This is time to be serious ever before in your life, glory to God, because the Bible says you know not the time or the season when he's going to come again. You better be ready, glory to God. That's what the scripture says. There are going to be two in the fields working and one is going to be taken. I don't know about you, but if I'm in the field when he comes, I want to be the one that go up, glory to God. I want to be the one that ascend right then, glory to God. I don't want to be remain behind. I want to go with Jesus wherever he goes. I want to go, glory to God, because when he get that one out of the field and leave that one behind, ain't no more Jesus, glory to God. Ain't no more Holy Ghost, glory to God. And it's going to be worse than ever before. Hallelujah. Come on and give God some praise. Praise God. If you need prayer today, please come down quickly. We're going to take an offering. If you need prayer.